And this is a reading from our Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard all the things that were happening about Jesus, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying that John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Others said, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod the Tetrarch said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he, Herod, kept trying to see Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, did Herod ever see Jesus? History question. Yes. Remember when Pilate got disgusted interviewing Jesus right before his death, he sends him over to Herod. So Herod did get to meet Jesus at the end of the life and pushed him towards the crucifixion. All right, but I want to talk about this last line of this first reading from Ecclesiastes, which means Ecclesiastes is a temple, and Koheleth is talking in a temple. You know, it's a talk of being given. But it says, there is no remembrance of the men of old, nor of those who come will there be any remembrance among those who come after them. But it's not true, because we're remembering St. Vincent de Paul this morning. And St. Vincent de Paul, his organization is over 140 countries, has a St. Vincent de Paul Society in it. And of course, St. Alphonsus Liguori, who remembers St. Alphonsus and the congregation of St. Alphonsus. So I don't know how true that statement is. We remember. That's terrific. And I looked at this morning because I didn't quite know St. Alphonsus' full name. I don't know if you know his full name. I mean, it's Alphonsus Liguori, or we call him St. Al. And his full name, though, is his name, he wrote it on his birth certificate, Alphonsus Mary Anthony John Cosmos Damien Michael Gaspardo de Liguori. Wow. So that's the name. We all know that, don't we, Charlie? We can say
sure,
that.
I just call him Fonzie myself. Oh, Fonzie.
And he was in 1696.
Okay. And the first, so he lived to be 91, right?
Yes, he lived to be 91 years old. Yeah. And first of eight children, of course, and his parents are Giuseppe and Anna Cavallaria Liguori. Born in Mariella, Italy, which is just a little suburb of Naples. So it's kind of interesting. There are the two lives of these two great men, St. Vincent de Paul, who was born in the 1580s and died in 1660, and Alphonsus was born 30 years later. Two different countries, the same calling. It's really interesting, the same calling. So St. Vincent de Paul, who we're celebrating today, he went, you know, as a man and stuff, and supposedly he disappeared for 2 years. And they think that maybe he was captured by pirates and lived in slavery. They don't know quite, because he wrote a letter about it. They don't know if it's a true letter. So there's some mystery in his life. But he came back to France, St. Vincent Paul, and ordained a priest, and was sent to work in the countryside. And he had a woman who was his patron, a wealthy woman, and she would give him money, and he'd take care of all the poor country people. And then so he started doing that, and then he got these wealthy women in Paris, and he'd gather money for them, and he'd use that money to buy back slaves who came in, with the idea that he was once himself a slave for 2 years, and now he buys back slaves as they came into port, given their freedom. And then from that event, he used more money to go out in the country and take care of the poor people in the country, the little villages that weren't serviced by the church at all. And he aligned himself with the Daughters of Charity, which were happening at that time, who were also caring for poor people in the countryside. And so from that, St. Vincent de Paul established the Vincentians, which we have pretty much in every major country in the world. And of course, every parish has a St. Vincent de Paul Society that takes care of the poor, you know, physical care. You need a new refrigerator, need some money for your rent, need some new clothes to go for a job interview. The Vincentians take care of the St. Paul, Vincent de Paul Society. So his legacy really lives on, taking care of the poor and those who cannot care for themselves, those who struggle in life financially and materially. And of course, St. Alphonsus now, born 30 years after the death of St. Vincent, had the same calling, didn't he? went out to the shepherds, saw they were in need of spiritual help, wanted to live with them, started the congregation to care for the shepherds in the country. So these two great men, side by side, 30 years apart, had the same vision, one in Italy, caring for the poor of the countryside, one in France, caring for the poor of the countryside. And of course, this is the era of the birth of the consciousness of the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary. You know, the 1500s is when the devotion to the sacred hearts of Mary and Jesus came really strong in that part of the world. Trying to come to love, the sense of loving others, you know, the water wheel of love. Let's God's heart come into us, and then we turn our water wheel, let God's love come out of us. St. Alphonsus to the country people of Italy, St. Vincent de Paul to the country people of France. So maybe in our work, I know when we meet as the lay association of Redemptorists here, our group, we talk a lot about how to go out and reach out to the poor. In fact, tonight we're making sandwiches for the poor, 500 sandwiches tonight at 5 o'clock to eventually next day give out down at the, where is it we give them out at the?
Casa Maria.
Casa de Maria. At down at the city. So God bless that work, and maybe bless all the work of people who care for people like this. In fact, right now we have the priests here from the Diocese of Ucala, New Mexico, which is way in the diocese, way in that northeast corner of Arizona. And they care for the poor. They work hundreds of miles apart. They're circuit riders, care for all the Indians on reservations way out in that area. So we ask God's blessing on all the people that extend themselves out to work for the poor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.